You're listening to Level Up with Melissa Zalouf.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back from what has felt like quite a long hiatus, certainly for me, from Level Up and from recording podcast episodes. For those of you who don't know, I'm Melissa Zalouf, and you're listening to Level Up, the podcast for people who love making, growing, and of course, playing mobile games. Today, I'm here with Yi Gong, who is VP Growth at Tilting Point. Yi, thank you so much for being with us on the show today.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me here. It's definitely an honor to take the chance to talk about Webshop with you guys as well.
Yes, so we are very excited to have you on. And we, as you said, we're going to be talking about web stores, which is obviously quite a hot topic the last year or so, especially with everything that's been going on in the wider ecosystem and the regulatory environment. But before we get to all of that, as we do on every Level Up show, tell us a little bit about your journey in the game industry. How did you get into it? How has it evolved? And then a little bit about your role today at Tilting Point.
Yeah. I started my journey as growth marketing manager at Tilting Point, when I just managing some mobile acquisition campaigns across different channels, Meta, Google, Video Networks, DSP partners. And then after that, I joined a fitness company where I did a bit of user acquisition and retention marketing as well, so product marketing. And then after a while, I feel like I still, my passion is still in gaming. So I decided to come back and have a very, the people in Tilting Point were very close friends, and I returned to Tilting Point and to lead the user acquisition team there. And within 2 years, I built a growth team, which has user acquisition, ASO, ad monetization, and we have marketing folks as well who is more working on the brand marketing with our IP owners. So that's my role at the moment.
And do you think that is it common, have you found, to see ad monetization rolled up into a growth role more and more?
I think it's definitely a trend that having someone overseeing the whole picture of, but definitely ad monetization piece where you work on it, we have more collaboration with the product team. And I think on us, it's more focused on the waterfall setup, the bidding networks, what are the best practice, what are the network we need to test, what are the latest SDKs, make sure we have the best tech setup as well. But then on the A/B test part, I think it's more a combination between growth and the product marketing team. And I think in our setup, the PM still handle most of the A/B test for ad placements, frequency tests, user segmentation, etc. But we do working with them together. When they have some monetization tests, we make sure that we change some of our user acquisition strategy to maximize the result of the tactics.
Right, because it's a loop. In the end.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's more who does what, but then we think of all those things together.
So speaking of growth, as I said, obviously web stores or direct-to-consumer web stores have been becoming a lot more the something that people talk about more and more. And Tilting Point is leveraging a direct-to-consumer web store. How and when did you decide that this was a good idea for the business?
I think we have been working with web store for about 2 years, more or less. I think the decision to launch our web shop was largely driven by the payment ecosystem change in the mobile industry, and it can increase our profit margin for sure. So, and we are seeing a lot of competitors, the success from our competitors as well. So that's why we started to test it first on one of our old games, and which is driven by high value payers. So we believe that having a web shop on such game have better benefit versus implementing web shop to more casual kind of panel. So that was our first test, more like a soft launch, I would say. And then I think it takes us a couple months to do the first integration, talking with D2C partners, and then test it in different geos. And we also running for sure different offers. And we realized that it is definitely a win for us. So then we apply that to our other titles. So right now we have we don't have web shop to all of our game, but we have web shop on 4 to 5 game.
Mm-hmm. Including for more casual players.
We still focus on more a strategy game. So we have implemented web shop to most of our strategy.
Mm-hmm. And it's not that sort of like web stores are the only sort of like, when it comes to an alternative store, are the only option available. There are other options like e-commerce marketplaces or alternative app stores.
Yes.
Why did Tilting Point choose to go with a direct-to-consumer web store?
Yeah, we have been working with alternative app store for many years as well. Like, we have very good connections with Samsung stores, Huawei, Amazon app stores, etc., and a few others. However, over the years, where we tested launching, let's say, porting apps to alternative app stores, the growth on those stores is very limited. And I think it's like, there are a couple of reasons behind that. Some of them have their own major market, which might not be our game's major market. Like, for example, Asia or like Africa and East Europe, etc. Since most of our games still like focusing a lot in the US, like 70-80% of revenue comes from the US. Or like the demographic of the audience might not have aligned with our audience. So we are not seeing very strong success there. However, mm-hmm. with the web store, as I say, like we did a test soft launch in one of the games, and there's no limitation of the market or the audience. For sure, there's like some market perform better than the others, but still it can do it globally. And mm-hmm. on top of that, we're avoiding the platform fees. So, and I think that the cut on the platform fee is still higher than alternative app store. And so that's why we're seeing more success with the alternative store versus, we're seeing more success with web shop.
Web store.
Versus the alternative store.
Were there any risks that you guys had in mind or worried about in going with a web store?
I would say more like how you tell your user. It's more like
a challenge.
Yeah, challenge is like how we tell our users about that. Because although Apple and Google are allowing that you have like third-party payment platform, but still we don't want to advertise it on the first day of user joining the app, because that will certainly reduce our App Store or Google Play Store revenue a lot. And we still want to have a good revenue there so we can continue to have like good support from the platform, featuring in-app event, et cetera, et cetera. So I suppose the first challenge we have is like, how we tell user about that. And we definitely started with our core audience, like community. So community is a very good place to share the news about that. And then we actually rely a lot on the users to share this information with other players. A lot of the web store that we launched are in the game that they have claims or communities, so they talk with each other as a player. So we actually rely on the player a lot to share the news. Yeah, on top of the communities. And then we started to have like push notification or like in-game interstitials after you finish like certain level, which at least you engage with the gameplay for like 7 days or even 14 days. So we know you're like a highly engaged user, and those users tend to make multiple purchases afterwards. Then I think that's the core audience we want to send to the workshop.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Do you think that for developers with games that don't have like strong existing communities, is it worth still trying to leverage like a web store as part of your kind of like growth mix?
I think it definitely would be challenging to do so. For sure, you can do like in-app interstitial, but we find community-driven marketing is, or community-driven growth for webshop is definitely the best solution. And the reason is we, as the people working in the game industry, we know like a webshop is growing and we know what it is. But for like regular mobile game, sometimes when you pop up this interstitial, they don't know what it is. And then we go to the webshop, they get confused and they don't know if they should buy or not. And then they still get used to their original purchase behavior, let's say. So if there's no one talk to them and tell them what it is and the value of it, because the offers we show on webshop are very strong, are better than what you buy on mobile, but not everyone do the calculation. We tell them it's like 20% better and you get a special character. That's something you're not able to get on mobile. People don't forget what they can get on mobile or what mm-hmm. they got before. So I think having community and people will really say, oh, I got this awesome offer from the web shop and everyone should try that.
Better than, one, yeah.
Yes, one existing user saying that is definitely much stronger message than anything else.
Makes sense. So I want to talk a little bit about how one might go about implementing and integrating a web store and that kind of like eternal build or buy question, because obviously as this becomes a sort of like more popular channel or offering, there are companies that spring up to say to offer white label solutions. How did Tilting Point choose to build and implement a web store? Did you use a third party or build your own?
Yeah, we are using a third party. So I think to start with, we definitely evaluated a few different options. And I think we tested like two, I think, or like started the conversation with two partners. And then in the end, we like, after looking into all the technical documentation and then about the collaboration, pricing, benefit, etc. After considering all those, we are using one partner as of now. And I think the benefit of working with a third-party platform, especially in right now, is they have grown quite a lot over the last few years. So when we first started, we're like their first few clients. So we're like helping each other and learning things together. But now they have grown up so much and they have the whole team and they have a lot of resources to help you do the implementation, and you can ask them questions and they have the technical support to help you implement the SDKs and the website, etc. And I think the second thing is the legal topic. So different publishers are different, but for us, we have a lot of, we need to be very cautious about like the legal aspect of the game, like who you're targeting and who you're getting and website, how you share data on the website, because we do a lot of legal things about mobile, like how we use MMP, how we use the data. But when on the web, we don't have a lot
of... You need to be just as compliant, but it's like more of that. Not Wild West, but you're less...
Focus on the web tracking, like website cookie, etc. It's definitely like they have all the legal topics covered. So we don't need to worry about that. So I think that's another benefit when we consider doing it with third party or having it by ourselves. And I think the last piece is like, especially for a small team, and if you don't have a dedicated PM for webshop, those third-party companies, they can provide a lot of customization and the flexibility. They have a lot of templates and from the competitors and quick options for you to have the first version of webshop ready. And I think that's definitely an easy start versus you need to design everything. You might have a designer, web developers, and like marketers to do all the things.
Web stores can be, and has been for Tilting Point, a meaningful portion of growth or driver of growth. How do you see the web store as part of, you said brand marketing was also part of your team. How do you see the web store as playing a role in like building top of funnel, like brand awareness for Tilting Point? Does it play a role?
Yeah, so my team, actually the marketing person is driving the growth for the webshop for like non-spending acquisition, right? So they're doing a lot of like messagings in different social platforms, and they are doing a lot of like in-app, like pop-up interstitials. And I think that the way we collaborate with IP, not really with the IP owner, but more like with the in-game event. Sometimes we have like anniversary of some movies or some like big marketing milestone that the IPs are celebrating. We tend to have those in our game, and we tend to celebrate on webshop, and we're running special offers for that. And we're trying to drive the growth to webshop with that.
And sort of relatedly, how, if at all, have you guys used the web store to like drive upsell? So let's say you have someone who's super engaged on mobile historically, right? Before you introduce like the in-game interstitial to point people that you know are highly engaged to sort of like begin their purchasing journey on a web store. Have you made it part of an upsell? Has it driven any upsell or enabled it?
You mean like driving those users to web shop or...
Yeah, so sort of like once you know someone's become a high purchaser on mobile and you know that works well, isn't even part of your strategy to then point them to web store?
Yes. It's definitely the strategy. And I think we have a lot of conversation about that. And it's still an ongoing conversation because, as I said, it's not easy to direct drive users from mobile to web shop. And the first way we do is community. And it's easy to find the high payers in community if they are still very engaged with the campaign. So we actually talk to them or we tell them what's going on and what you can find on the web shop. So I think that part, if we find active engaging users, it's not that hard to get there. But then, for example, for the top 5% of payers, but then for the majority of the mid-value payers, it's still worth to drive them to web shop, but that's something you're not able to do directly. So we actually started talking with retailing partners to do it through our traditional way, user acquisition. So we have been working with, we're not the first one. I think there's already one or two partners, but this is definitely some very new initiative. There's even the MMP, we're actually connecting with a network MMP to make sure that they can talk, because we need to, MMP need to help us to provide the tracking solutions as well. So we had done some tests and they're still ongoing actually. And we had some success, but also some challenge on the tracking side. So hopefully, and this is the end of the year, so we actually told them that we should connect in January, because right now it's the code freeze. So they're not able to provide updates on the tracking solution. So yeah, I think this is definitely a very top topic for us. And I personally really want to get it running and scaling, to be honest. And I think it's a good way to acquire active paying users and inactive paying users to webshop. And I need the data to share with our product team, game team, to tell them that it's a good strategy to spend the money.
Yeah, everybody needs the data.
That's the challenge we are trying to resolve now.
So going back to this question about getting set up with a web store, let's say that someone is going to go with a third party. What should they sort of expect in terms of timeline and internal dev time it will take from start to finish of setup process, obviously not finish of using the web store?
Yeah, I think working with third party can make things easier and faster. But I think the initial planning should still take about a month. In the first month, you talking with a partner and you get to have all the documentation, and then you send the documentation to your developers. And ideally, the developers are cool with everything and they start working with it. And sometimes the developer has some questions, or when they start implemented, they start to see some errors. And then you start to schedule some meetings with the first third party to take one meeting or two meetings. And I think once the SDK implementation is done with on the developer side, the actual setup or the design on the web shop is quite simple, because you can always start with a template. Definitely, if you want to design your own thing, you need to ask your artist to do some artwork. So that could take additional thoughts if you want to start ASAP. So a product manager can just go to their platform and then you just
choose the template.
And then you design the bundle. There might be still a bit artwork that you want to have the bundle as a image. But normally you have that similar image in the mobile, because you're selling similar things just with better values. So I think that would take another 2-3 weeks for the marketer, product manager to get everything ready. So I would say 1 to 2 months. But definitely, some people get things done faster. Some people have a lot of errors when proceeding. So it could be different.
Makes sense. And how, moving on to operating a web store, how do you guys tackle that at Tilting Point? Is there a sort of a dedicated team that's focused on the web store? And if not, why not? How are you guys tackling it?
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have a web shop team. Definitely, that's something some of the publishers, they have. If web shop, they're really dedicating a lot of resource and building web shop as their main revenue stream. For us, we don't have web shop on all of our games. And if you're looking at portfolio revenue, it's done, I think it's 20%, something like that, 30%. Definitely, we want to make it higher. And for different games, some games can do 40% and some games can be smaller. We have a dedicated person that are more like our webshop expertise. So this person started the conversation with webshop and then get to know all the technical part and the process, et cetera, et cetera. So he has some other initiatives as well, but he's our like go-to person on webshop, and he still handles our partnership with webshop and the understanding what's going on with the market, what are the new things we should test, et cetera, et cetera. And all our daily operation is more like the game manager. They run a lot of like bundle sales and different combination of those bundles for their own game. So it's more like live ops events. So the GM or the product team, they design these things by themselves for their own game.
Got it. Does web store strategy and I assume performance differ widely by geo for you guys?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So most of our games focus a lot on the US market. So we don't see that when we implement webshop, we know we want to focus on US and the European market because that's our market for mobile. And we don't have a lot of revenue coming in rest of the world. For some of our games, we do very strong in Japan and the Korean, but that's it. So when we implement it, we find a partner who can drive the most revenue in the US. But when I talk with some friends and industry colleague, I know like if you really, the partner we work with is definitely more like US and European market driven. But if you really want to grow your web show revenue or you want to do very dedicated things in like South America or like Africa, for example, there's other more region or localized distribution partners you can find there. But we haven't working with them.
Do you think it would be worth the kind of like additional operations of having, of running like multiple web stores?
Yeah, I think if the game's revenue is big enough globally, if the margin on those market and you do this, before we do like everyone do like a forecast calculation, right? So if you believe that the margin you're driving, improving a web shop on those market can drive the margin that is higher than the cost of developing the web shop there, I think that then it's worth to do. It just for us, the revenue on those market is not big enough. So the margin we're getting there is not really worth to work with another partner.
And looking ahead, which is somewhat related, like obviously the web stores are working really well for Tilting Point and hopefully will continue to work even better. And they seem to be becoming more and more popular, but they're still a relatively like new or immature, I don't know, immature always sounds bad, but like less mature product. What do you think is missing? What's the sort of dream wish list of updates or like product capabilities that you'd want to have from a web store to really make it a more compelling offering or something that's more meaningful to a game business?
I think I would say there are two things. First is it's actually one thing. The question that people will ask is like how you really drive your users to webshop, how you make webshop aware to your users. There's two solutions at the moment. One is you do it through your brand marketing, community, social. But then what is the best practice? How you do it in the most efficient way? And then second solution is to do it through user acquisition. But there's no good solutions on that. I think in mobile gaming, when there is a user acquisition solution to acquire user, that makes this initiative more compelling and competitive, I would say. So right now, there's not a good way for you to acquire users or drive users to webshop through a user acquisition campaign yet. So I think if people can build better solutions on these two options, or there's think of like a third option to do so, that we can drive user to webshop more efficiently. I think that can definitely make D2C store more competitive and meaningful for developers.
So basically they're held back or limited less by their own inherent capabilities and more about how do you market them, basically.
Yeah, exactly. You can have very strong webshop, but then, you know, only 1% of users go there. Then it's a fail strategy, I would say. Yeah.
Yeah. if a tree falls in a forest.
Yeah. So thinking now, instead of D2C store in, like web store or direct to consumer store out, how do you think they are likely to change the industry over the next like 10 years? No, well, that's a very long time in our industry. Let's say like 5 years.
Yeah, I think D2C stores will continue to grow, and there's a lot of companies started to build a platform to offer publishers service like that. So the competition on this market is growing definitely. And then there's publishers started to do their own D2C store along with third party. I think right now most of people do it by themselves plus web shop or plus third party, or they do it with third party only. And I think this market will continue to grow, and it will probably be like a common practice to, especially for like mid-core strategy type of game, to have a web shop from the game launch. Next year, we will have web shop on day one. That's definitely something not we're doing 2 years ago, when 3 years ago when we launched the game. So that's something changed. And I think that will become something that people will do from day one of game launch for certain genre of the games. And I will say that this web shop thing will start open new monetization model. So I think people will think about if there are other monetization streams for the game. There's already people starting to do merchandise. I think like merchandising, for example, this has been a topic on the market for years. It's just not that popular, I would say, but there's always people test it out and continue to test it out. So maybe the success of webshop can make people think about, again, what are the other revenue stream that you can provide for mobile gaming? Yeah, I think I already mentioned like increased competition on the third party partners, and I think they will make the commission fee more competitive. Yes, for example, going to different geos, like the different commission fees in different geos, how you maximize your margin when you do offers in different geos. So there will be more detailed strategies that we can expect in the next couple of years.
Mm-hmm. So exciting times ahead. It'll be interesting to see like what percentage of overall revenues come from web stores for certain genres today versus like in a few or even like a year's time. Yi, thank you very much for sharing your thoughts with us and your experiences today. Super interesting. And hopefully it was that for everyone else listening too. So thank you very much for being on the show today.
Thank you. Thank you for hosting it. It's a really good topic to talk about.
Agree. And thank you everyone as always for listening.